The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved and blessed رسول Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to him stating humbly that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send salam 10 times upon him? Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Nurim min Nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to another exciting and splendid episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn. Today we also have a very excellent and extraordinary topic. And what is the topic today? Let me give it to you. What a beautiful share. Poetry of Ala Hazrat, where Ala Hazrat very beautifully says, Kya baat raza us chamanistane karam ki? Kya baat raza us chamanistane karam ki? Zahara hai kali jisme Hussain aur Hasan phool. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, yes, today my topic is the beloved and blessed grandsons and grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are called Hasnain Kareemain. In other words, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidul Shuhada Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. These lovely and beautiful personalities, the coolness of the eyes of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of the eyes of Hazrat Khatun Jannat Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the coolness of the eyes of Shere Khuda, the Lion of Allah, Mawla'i Kainat, Mawla Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, subhanallah. And you know, these personalities are such unique personalities, their character, their attributes, their qualities, their relation they had with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something very unique. And inshallah, today we will be discussing these great personalities. So alhamdulillah, all those lovers of the Ahl Bayt, the lovers of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we come to our main topic, let us first take a short break here and we will listen to a kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-subahu bada min tala'atihi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the Arabic language, and such a beautiful kalam, which I'm sure, although it's in Arabic, but everybody knows it and it's on your tongues as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us listen to this beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will be discussing our exciting topic. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As-subhu bada min tala'atihi والليل دجى من وفرته هنور سهر چهره سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے اللہ 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 اللہ
بعد الأمم لشريعته نعمت کا خزینہ ہے مولا گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما ہے شریعت کے اللہ 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 ساعتی شجرون طاق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے اللہ 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 جبریل اتا لیلۃ اسرا والرب دعاه لحضرته جبریل امین پیغام خدا لے کر آئے تھے شب اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا اللہ 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 فمحمد هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارہ ملا
اللہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله. What a beautiful كلام, and indeed it soothes the ears when one listens to this beautiful كلام. It is in Arabic language. Alhamdulillah, the Urdu translation was given at the same time, and Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful tune as well. The words are so lovely. For those who understand the Arabic language, they will really, you know, focus and look at what beautiful words were used to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-subhu bada min tala'atihi wal-laylu daja min wafatihi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And, you know, speaking about the miracles, the mu'ajizat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise of the rank and the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are back with our exciting episode, and as we said that today we will be discussing the grandchildren, the beloved grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who do you love more amongst the Ahl Bayt? So he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, bring my children to me. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smell them and cuddle them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufassir Shahir, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has stated, there are many types of love a person has. A person has love for children. A person has love for his wives. A person has love for friends. A person has love for his parents. A person has love for many different people. Subhanallah. And Hasnani Kareemain were very dear amongst the offspring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was beloved from amongst the wives to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beloved amongst the men and the friends to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Why wouldn't he smell them? Yes, indeed, he would smell them. Why? Because they are the flowers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and flowers are definitely smelled, and a person takes the fragrance from the flowers. Subhanallah. And cuddling them and hugging them was to show how much love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for them. Subhanallah. And based on this, Mufti Ahmad Khan Naimi states that it is proven that to show love towards children, to hug the children, to kiss the children, you know, express your love for the children, these are all sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So indeed, these were the flowers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smell them and hug them. And as I mentioned in the beginning, Ala Hazrat said, Kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki zahra hai kali jisme Hussein aur Hassan phool. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the blessed grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us learn about a brief biography of these two great personalities. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the elder of the two children, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu is the eldest son, and his kunyat is Abu Muhammad. His titles are Taqi and Sayyid, whereas he is commonly known as Sibtu Rasulillah. Sibtu Rasulillah means the grandson, the beloved grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, he is also called Rayhanatur Rasul. And Rayhanatur Rasul means the flower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He is the chief of the heaven-dwelling youth. And this glad tidings was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And we will learn that how they were given the glad tidings and what glad tidings were they given from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in Medina on the 15th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak in 3 Hijri. On the 7th day of his birth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed his aqiqah, shaved his blessed head in order to give silver in sadaqah equal to the weight of his hair. Subhanallah. This is also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that on the 7th day, the aqiqah should be done of the child, and likewise the hair should be shaven, and sadaqah should be given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the weight of the hair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the blessed name to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And what is the incident behind this is Hazrat Sayyida Asma binte Umays radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she brought the glad tidings of the birth of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he told Sayyida Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha that Asma, bring my son. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu was brought and he was wrapped in a piece of cloth. And he was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called the azan in the right ear and takbir in the left ear. And then he asked Mawla Kainat, Mawla Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, that, oh Ali, what name have you given to this glorious son? So Hazrat Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, humbly replied, Allah, Allah. And look at his reply. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how could I dare to name him first without your permission, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Means, Ya Rasulullah, it is my son, but how can I name him without your permission and your presence, Ya Rasulullah? This is the adab and the respect which the Sahaba Ikram had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That every matter in life, it would be evolving around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Hazrat Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, now since you have asked me, I think he should be named Harb. When Nabi sallallahu, but you have supreme authority, Ya Rasulullah. This is my opinion, but whatever you decide, inshallah, that will be his name. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his blessed name Hassan. Subhanallah. So Hassan is a name which was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should keep good names for our children. Unfortunately, in today's times, people keep such a name that, you know, Mulan Sahib, it must be a unique name. That if somebody hears it, he must say, wow, first time I heard this name in my life. Okay, and then we don't even focus, we don't even think about the meanings of the name. Sometimes people keep weird name for the children where it sounds nice, but unfortunately the meaning is weird, the meaning is not appropriate, the meaning is not suitable, and it's not appropriate to keep such names. Whenever we keep names, keep the names on the names of Anbiya alayhi salam. Keep the names on the names of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. Keep the names on the names of the beloved Ahle Bayt and the members of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we must make intentions of keeping good names of our children. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, mentions a very beautiful poetry and a very beautiful shair in the praise of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, and he says, Wo Hassan Mujtaba Sayyidul Askhiya Rakibe Doshe Izzat Bilako Salam. Subhanallah. And what does that mean? He says, may there be millions of salam upon Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the chief of the generous and who used to sit on the blessed shoulders of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was a brief introduction towards Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan. And now Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the younger brother of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu, was born in Medina on the 5th of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam in 4th Hijri. Subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Hussein and Shabir. And his kunyat is Abu Abdullah, and his titles are also Sibtu Rasulullah, which is the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rayhanatu Rasulullah, means the flower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And he is also the chief of the heaven-dwelling youth, like his elder brother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are many and numerous ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which discuss the excellence and the fazilat of these blessed grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few narrations I will mention in front of you. and just to enlighten your hearts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, man ahabba al-hasana wal-husayna faqad ahabbani wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. Allah, Allah, Allah. Means the one who loves both of them, Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he loves me, and the one who has bughz and enmity for both of them, he has enmity with me. Allah, Allah, Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, huma reyha nataya min ad-dunya, that these Hassan and Hussein are two flowers of mine in this world. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, al-Hassanu wal-Husaynu sayyida shababi ahli al-jannati, that Hassan and Hussein are the chiefs of the youth of paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the special rank that his beloved and blessed daughter Sayyida Khatun al-Jannat Fatimatu al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha has been given the authority of being the leader of the woman in Jannah. Subhanallah. And her two children, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, were given the opportunity and the excellence that they are going to be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is unique and special. And this is such a gharana. Somebody has very beautifully said that tarif ke muhtaj nahi aale Muhammad, tarif ke muhtaj nahi aale Muhammad ke phoolon ko kabhi itar lagaya nahi jata. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You don't ever apply itar and perfume to flowers. They are already fragrant, and everything which touches them becomes fragrant. The shair says, likewise, the blessed family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no need to praise them, because they are already praised from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has mentioned that when this blessed ayah was revealed, which ayah? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation of Kanzul Iman, O my beloved, you say, I do not ask any recompense from you for this propagation of religion except your love for my close relatives, that is my children, my wives, etc. Means the only recompense I ask you, you know, in exchange of me preaching to you, is that you must love my close relatives, my wives, my children, etc. In commentary of this, the blessed Sahaba Kiram humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, who are the relatives of yours to whom it is wajib for us to love? Means which are those relatives whom we should love? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Sayyidina Fatimatu al-Zahra, and their both sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these four blessed personalities. And indeed, this is the Panjatan Park, the blessed Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are the members who have been given the excellence for Nabi, from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As somebody has very beautifully said, li khamsatun utfi biha حر الوباء الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وبناهما والفاطمة. یہ پانچ ہے جن سے کروں میں ہر وبا کا خاتمہ, المصطفى والمرتضى حسنین و بی بی فاطمہ. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. These are the blessed personalities, that the blessings of their name and what they means and their medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am saving myself from all types of difficulties and calamities. Subhanallah. Must keep in mind that the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also consists of the blessed wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these four personalities, Hazrat Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Ali and their children, were given lots of excellence from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But alhamdulillah, we as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, we love every member of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, we love every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we say, har sahabi ye Nabi, jannati jannati, means every companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite jannati. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, la yu'minu abdun hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi. من نفسه, that no bondsman can become a perfect believer until he loves me more than his life. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَذَاتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ ذَاتِهِ, and until my life is dearer to him than his life. وَتَكُونَ عِتْرَتِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عِتْرَتِهِ, until my children are dearer to him than his own children. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَأَهْلِي أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ, and until my Ahlul Bayt are dearer to him than his own family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So clearly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that, first of all, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be more beloved to you than everything, your parents, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your relatives, your wealth, your belongings, everything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be more beloved to you. And until that does not happen, your iman is not complete. You are not a complete believer. And then Nabi Sallallahu's life must be more dearer to you than your own life. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beloved children must be more dearer to you than your own children. And indeed, his Ahlul Bayt must be more beloved to you than your own family and your own relatives. Subhanallah. So this is how important it is to instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his beloved Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. And this is how important it is to always have the love for these blessed personalities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif that Hazrat Sayyidina Aliyul Muntada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu closely resembled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between his head and his chest. And Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu closely resembled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam below the chest downwards. Subhanallah. And commenting on this blessed hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi says that you must remember Khatun Jannat Sayyida Fatima to Zahra Ratala Anha, she resembled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the blessed head to the blessed feet. So from head to toe, she was, you could say, a mirror image and a reflection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her resemblance would be exactly like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi says that this resemblance was then divided between her two children. So both of them together would then resemble the beautiful zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. If they have so much resemblance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically you can understand what is their rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? If somebody just acts upon the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person starts becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person starts going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person becomes forgiven. Why? Because he is starting to imitate the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the one who imitates the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such a high rank, then what are you going to say about those personalities whose life and whose features resemble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, no doubt that they have a very, very, very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. We are listening to the beloved and blessed grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must keep in mind that the Sahaba-i Kiram also loved the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immensely. There was a lot of love between the Sahaba-i Kiram and the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would express, you know, the love to the family members and the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would say regarding the Ahlul Bayt Athar that the relatives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dearer to me than my own relatives. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's how much love he would have for the blessed Ahlul Bayt and the members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu has mentioned regarding Sayyidina Umar Farooq, the second Khalifa of Islam. Subhanallah, he says, one day I went to the house of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. And at that time, Sayyidina Umar Farooq was having a discussion with Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So outside the door, the blessed son of Sayyidina Umar, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah anhu was waiting. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein said that when I came, I saw that his blessed son was waiting, and I saw that Hazrat Umar was busy. So I waited for some time, and then his blessed son, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah, went back. So I said, okay, let me also go back. You know, they are busy there, so it's not appropriate to disturb them at this moment. So he says, later on, I met Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I came to you, but you were busy having a conversation with Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and your son, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah, was also standing outside. So when he left, I said, let me also leave, because, you know, it wasn't appropriate to disturb you, and you all were busy. When Sayyidina Umar Farooq heard this, he said, oh, my son Hussein, you deserve more than my children to come inside. And who has grown the hair we have on our head after Allah Azza wa Jal? You, Sadat-e-Kiram, have grown them. Means, oh, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, there is no need for any permission. And why did you wait there? If you wanted, you should have come inside, because you have more right than my own children, my own family, my own relatives, because you have nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This is how the Sahaba kiram had the love in their hearts for the Ahlul Bayt and the members of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and specifically towards Hasanayn Kareemain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to instill the love of the Ahlul Bayt in our hearts and minds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to respect every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every member of the Ahlul Bayt Athar. Subhanallah, if the Sahaba Ikram Ahlul Bayt Athar loved each other and they always were together for each other, then alhamdulillah, we as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, we also love both of them, and we will not say anything ill against any Sahabi, likewise against any member of the Ahlul Bayt. That is why we say, Har Sahabi Nabi, Jannati Jannati, Sab Sahabiyat Bi, Jannati Jannati. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So these are the discussions of the beloveds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautiful are these grandsons and grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that their excellences are many and so much that, you know, we can't fit it in this short time which we have. It is our fault that we have, you know, little time to mention the excellence of these great personalities. Otherwise, their ranks and their status, their manaqib, needs lots of hours, I would say, to discuss the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful hadith this is. It brings a smile to my face whenever I read about it or listen to it. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, it is not permissible for any Muslim to remain estranged from his brother for more than 3 days and three nights. Means it's not permissible for a Muslim to break ties with his brother for more than 3 days and three nights. Whoever between both of them takes the lead in talking will also take the lead in going towards Jannah. This was the beloved hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, he states that, I heard this blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and, you know, the news also reached me that Hasnain Kareemain had some argument or some problem with each other, and because of that, you know, maybe they were not speaking to each other. It happens, you know, normally brothers, you know, they fight or they argue over small things or whatever the issue is, and sometimes, you know, they stop talking to each other. So it was just a normal thing, they stopped talking with each other. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says, I went to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I said, oh Hazrat, you know, people follow you and people respect you, but both of you all have broken ties with each other. So you go to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan because you are the young one, and you go and reconcile with him. I mean, you go and, you know, ask for forgiveness, and you go and start speaking to him because you are the young one. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu replied, he said, if I had not heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioning this hadith, that when two men break ties with each other, then amongst them, the one who takes the lead, the one who goes first in speaking, he will enter Jannah first. He says, if I wouldn't have heard this hadith, then I would have gone first to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, But I heard this hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I don't want to be the one who will enter Jannah before my brother. Allahu Akbar. Means if I'm going to go and ask him for maaf first, if I'm going to go speak to him first, then according to the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, I'm going to go in Jannah first. And I do not want that I should enter Jannah before my elder brother. Allah, 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 subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he says that after that I went to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I mentioned the entire incident to him. And when he heard this, he said, whatever Hussein radiallahu anhu has said is correct. Then Sayyidina Imam Hassan went to Sayyidina Imam Hussein, met him, and in this way both the brothers reconciled and they started speaking to each other. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So how many lessons we learn from this blessed narration? First of all, that if there is a conflict or there is a drift between two people, Muslim brothers, then the younger one should go first towards the elder personality. Because he is young, because he is small, he should go first in the court of the elder one, ask for forgiveness, ask him for maaf, and then, you know, try and sort out matters and reconcile amongst themselves. The second thing we come to learn from this blessed hadith is, the status and the shan of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein. That even although there was a drift, but, you know, it wasn't to such an extent that, you know, they are hating each other or you know, they're fighting with each other. No, it must be a small thing. And even then, you know, he had the love and he said, no, I don't want to go in Jannah before my elder brother. Means he is respected, he is elder than me, he should go in Jannah before me, subhanAllah. So all those who have elder brothers, alhamdulillah, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it's a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have an elder brother and elder siblings. You know, they look after you, they take care of you, they are, you know, after the parents, they are the ones who support you. So you all should always have respect to your elder, towards your elders, your elder siblings, your elders. And obviously, do not forget to show affection and mercy towards the youngsters as well, subhanallah. And the third thing which we heard from this, which we learned from this blessed narration, is that no matter whatever the problem is, you know, small things happen between family members, between friends, between brothers, but in the end, both of them must reconcile and they should carry on, you know, and put their differences aside and ask for forgiveness and start speaking to each other. SubhanAllah. I make dua, may this quality of the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be instilled in our hearts and minds. Because by Allah, if we can adopt this beautiful quality, just this one beautiful quality, automatically we will start reforming ourselves and we will start rectifying ourselves. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So these were the blessed grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed they learned from the best, because they learned from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Hazrat Ali karamullahu ta'ala wajha al-kareem, Khatun Jannat radhiyallahu anha, and obviously the best, who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how their tarbiyat and their upbringing was done in such a beautiful manner that later on they displayed this character in front of the entire world. That is why it is so important for the parents to give good tarbiyat towards their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those who are awaiting offspring, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them pious offspring, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that all those who have children, may they be obedient to their parents, and may every household have lots of barakah. Those whose parents are alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them healthy, long lives. And those whose parents have left this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, in the company and neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these few words, we are coming towards the conclusion of our today's beautiful silsila. And the message which I would like to give everyone, especially the youngsters out there, a lesson to take from the blessed lives of these grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is always adopt humbleness. Remain humble no matter how, whatever rank you have in your life, whatever status you achieve, always remain humble and humble yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is always any time a conflict amongst each other, then go and ask for forgiveness and try and sort out things amongst yourself, as this is the sunnah of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, I would say that everyone should keep a firm intention of instilling the love of each and every member of the Ahlul Bayt in your hearts. Likewise, each and every Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts. And obviously the blessed wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Regarding any of these personalities, we will not say anything, we will not listen to anything bad, and neither would we stay in the company of those who say or listen to anything evil regarding these blessed personalities. And with these words, we now come to the end. Till then, be happy, remain happy, remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts and the hearts of your beloveds. And why? Because this love is the base of your iman and the base of everything, the essence of everything. Subhanallah. We hope to see you soon. Remain positive, stay positive, be positive, think positive. And till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.